Welcome back to the mix, everybody. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
I was gonna say usually you say hello at that point.
Yeah, I zoned out. And today we're back with another episode. It feels weird without having the music play in my head before, but that's okay. You were like this the whole time, huh? Anyway. So our last episode, episode 52, I should start there. We did an episode on Top Gun, and we had like a few other really good stuff. I think it was, honestly, it was one of my favorite episodes that we did. And the whole time, you couldn't hear Alardo. So I couldn't upload it or anything. Like, it was basically unsavable. So everything got lost. So I was tragic. Devastated. So, but here we are on episode 53, talking about not as good movies, but, you know, we're here again. So today we got Hustle, the new Adam Sandler Netflix movie, Spiderhead, also a Netflix movie, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the show, and Barry. But first, the headliner today is Hustle, Adam Sandler, LeBron James produced, Netflix movie, basketball movie, featuring a ton of NBA players. I actually wrote down a list of all of them, but, as a non-basketball like fan, what were your thoughts on this?
I liked it. But it has that old school sports movie formula, where you know it's the underdog story and they're trying to like you know get to the top.
And then, yeah,
I don't know, something about these movies where like they can do the same thing. It's just a classic story. Like you want to see them, succeed. As long as the characters are done right. Like Adam Sandler, I really like it when he doesn't do his usual comedy shtick.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's good in this movie for sure. It's like kind of cookie cutter.
Yeah,
like you said. So the ceiling but is like, low.
That's probably the appeal because like they've never done that for like a basketball movie. Right? It's mostly like boxing movies that are like this.
Off the top of my head, maybe not. But like, okay, well, the reason it feels like it's been done 1,000 times maybe to me is because basically this movie was like the story of every NBA 2K game.
Damn.
Like that's pretty much what happened.
DJ.
That was what year was that? Like 2018? NBA 2K18. Oh Jesus! Yeah. So basically, they do some version of that kind of like underdog story. Mm-hmm. Like you're this kid from nowhere, and then you get drafted, and you go through this whole thing. But I get it was still cool to see it be an actual movie. NBA players can act, by the way, too, huh? Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Juancho Hernan Gomez, the main?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's an actual NBA player. Isn't that cool?
What'd you think of the basketball scenes themselves? Because I know you always trash the basketball scenes in movies.
No, see, that's the thing, though. It's real basketball players, so it was, like, real basketball. So I was cool with it. Because, yeah, you're right. I'm a pretty big stickler, but I never, like, cringed or anything. Some of the block shots were like, all right, that's not real. But, you know, it's whatever. It was. Like,
I really liked the training montage. There's a part where I thought it was going to end, but it kept going. What? But I kind of like that, actually. Like, that's like how you make it a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good training montage. I'm trying to think what I didn't like. I don't know. Yeah. It was just cookie cutter story. Do you think they could have showed, like, the actual draft or no? They kind of like they completely skipped over it, but so okay. So the whole time he's preparing, right? He goes to the combine, and he plays right against Anthony Edwards, who, by the way, was great in this movie, also.
Yeah, he's an asshole, talker. Huh?
Holy shit. Yeah. So that happens, but then they're preparing. Basically, they're showing off for the NBA draft, where everybody gets picked by a team. But they don't show any of that. They just go straight to...
He's already in a team.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, spoilers, but sorry.
Oh shit, yeah. Well,
what else was gonna happen?
yeah. Show all of that for him to not make it.
I mean,
But
oh, I will say this too. Yeah, the basketball scenes I thought were good because I was getting like anxious and like stressed out, and that's how I am when I watch you guys play. So I think that says
oh.
something. Yeah. Like, oh my,
Oh,
like, I'm just
okay.
like, oh my gosh, like, come on,
You
dude. Like, you're better than this.
you've like said that to yourself when you've like watched
When I
myself
watch you
or
guys play,
like
like, you guys are clearly better than that guy. Like, why is this happening?
That's so funny. But yeah, that's good observation then. Everything was pretty real overall, and like they had the highs and lows even within the same game, right? Like he's doing well and then he
Yeah.
sucks for a bit and then he's doing well again. But I thought maybe if they showed the actual draft, it would be a good kind of like climax of the movie where it's like, he put in all this work, training montage,
Oh, we get to see
everything.
it pay off.
Yeah, it's like, wow, like they always talk about it. That's why, right? All these NBA players, like, wow, like I worked my whole life for this kind of thing. You're like, and then they kind of skipped over it to, they kind of like, the focus was on Adam Sandler more
Yeah.
rather than the player. I don't know how. Why or how that came to be, but I don't know. What did you think about kind of Adam Sandler being like the, I guess, main
The main
character?
character. I don't know. I liked it because yeah, I was rooting for him. Then. I think it's because probably because they did that stuff with the mentor at the start. Like they show what the end goal, like what he wanted, which was assistant coach or I don't know what the I don't remember the term, but then they like took that away. I think that
Oh
was like
yeah.
probably why I was rooting for him, because he had it. But yeah.
Yeah. The owner guy was a good villain too. He
Yeah.
was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's my team, rah.
And every time he rooted for his for like I don't know, I forgot his name already. Quancho, I'm just gonna show because I remember that name.
Yeah, Colin
Every time
Wonka.
like Quan, and then yeah, the owner guy's like he's like, yeah, I was like, fuck you. Like, stop.
Dude,
Like that's
yeah.
what I mean by like the formula is always the same. There's always gonna be that bad guy, but every time it works every time for me because it's just like so fucking irritating.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. That's why it's like always popular too. I liked dude, like I couldn't point out a single player that was a bad actor though. Unless you
Cool.
could. Like
I mean, I don't even know who the players are, so
there was a lot of players in that movie.
I saw Trae Young, I know
Notable.
him.
Oh, you know Trae Young? Yeah, because of the lollipop meme, huh?
I know that face from
But
anywhere.
yeah, Trae Young, Boban, the really huge guy. Do you know Boban?
Oh,
He
he
was
was
in
the
John
Russian guy.
Wick. Yeah, he was in John Wick.
He was was it 22 years old, 23? And
Yeah.
his son was 10 years old.
Yeah. He's a really good actor. Dr. J was good. All the coaches were pretty good. Yeah, nobody looked super uncomfortable, which is unexpected, actually.
It's probably the environment on set.
Yeah, probably, because there's like, it feels natural. That's
Yeah.
probably part of it. I wonder how I'd feel if I was a player and like I didn't get an invite to this movie. There
Yeah,
was hella NBA players. but yeah, what would you give it overall out of five?
solid 3. You're right. It's like it's not nothing special, but it's a good watch.
Yeah. Oh, his name's Bo Cruz. Bo Cruz.
Bo Cruz. Oh yeah, that is a good name. Yeah, they always talked about how like it was a good name. Cruise missile.
Oh, that's a whole part of the movie I forgot about. The whole like boa challenge thing. What do you think about that?
Was that when he went viral?
Yeah. I was kind of like, eh.
Felt like a boomer moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
I could see that. I bought it because it's like, what else would get him out of that? Because the reason they did that is because he had bad publicity, right? Because of
Yeah.
something.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, yeah, I'll give it a 3 out of 5 too. Yeah, it was pretty okay. If you like basketball, it's a nice little I guess love letter to basketball. you could say. Like, put in the hard work, and he made it against all the odds. So, it's a nice feel-good story.
I'm gonna blow my nose. You can introduce the next thing.
All right, do it. So, our next movie is also on Netflix. It's called Spiderhead. It was actually trending last time I looked. It's the new Chris Hemsworth movie. And Miles Teller, like, geez.
Yeah, it's directed
this guy's everywhere right now. Like, yeah, he's everywhere.
This movie is directed by the Top Gun Maverick.
Wow, so he was just doing both movies, like, same time?
Well, Top Gun Maverick is supposed to come out before COVID, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He probably filmed this during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what did you think of this movie?
I like the psychological stuff going on, but then they kind of just went crazy towards the end, and I was like, all right, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I wish it stayed with that psychological stuff. It got pretty, like, I hate using this word. I feel like I always say that. I hate using this word, but I'm going to anyway. I hate the word, but I feel like it got pretty predictable towards the end. Like, you could see where it was going.
Yeah.
But I did like the beginning and middle. I like the concept. Yeah. I thought that was really good. It was interesting.
Yeah. I pretty much agree with you that I think they could have done more with it. Like.
Did you hear all that?
I did, but that's okay. Okay, we keep moving. I think they could have done more with it in that, like. They kind of built all this, like, what's going on here, like, mystery, and then all of a sudden it was like. Kind of like everything goes crazy. Like, yeah.
Oh, it does, yeah.
And like. It lost momentum almost.
It feels like there should have been a twist, but, like, there wasn't really one.
Yes.
Like, that ever happened.
Right? Yeah.
So, like, and then. I guess why he was doing all of this.
Yeah, but it didn't really feel like anything. It was just like, oh, okay, that sucks, dude. You're a villain.
I did like Chris Hemsworth's performance, though. He is actually, like, aside he's handsome and big muscles, he can actually, like, act. Like, good for him. Like, it's good looking, but also a good actor.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And I saw a tweet that said, like, he for the character. Like, that's a part of most of the characters that he plays.
Mm.
He's, like, putting on a show. Like, did you watch Bad Times at El Royale?
No, I didn't.
It was, like, a motel movie. Okay, no, that's fine. But in that, too, like, he's always showing it off, but it's, like, it makes sense for the character because he was, like, a cult leader in that movie. And, yeah, like, it's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. I liked in this movie he had like he's like kind of like the last Thor movie, the way he was talking and stuff at points where I don't know, people just discovered that he's kind of witty on screen and like he can talk in that kind of way, so I like it's a strength of his for sure. I thought he was really good in this movie. Who's the guy that played Mark? I never seen him before.
Was that the assistant dude?
Yeah.
I feel like I should have seen him before, but
he was pretty good.
He was good too. That was another again. That was another like predictable thing though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the first moment, like Chris Hemsworth like teases him. It's like okay,
yeah,
so we know where this is going.
I guess maybe I didn't understand completely, but like, why did he use a bingo card?
Yeah, I don't know. It's because it's cool. It's interesting.
It didn't really connect for me. I was kind of like, oh, there's a bingo card. I mean, it was cool names for the drugs, but I guess that's why. Yeah. But it didn't really connect to the story. I feel like it could have more, maybe. I don't know.
Another twist that I remembered, actually. The reason Miles Teller is there is, like, that was kind of a twist.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's why he's there for like one reason, but it's like, oh, surprise, he's actually this. Yeah.
yeah even that didn't feel like a huge deal to me though. It was like, oh
yes, because it's like they lied to us.
Yeah.
What do you think of that relationship, like the whole it's kind of what the whole movie was like about, the relationship between Miles Teller and the that girl, I forgot her name already.
The main girl.
Yeah,
snack room girl, let's call her that. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I think, I don't know, I just didn't care about it as much as I feel like I could have. I thought I at first I thought it was gonna be like more between him and the blonde girl, and then that kind of ended pretty quickly. And then and then she came back and I was like, oh, all right. And she like said what she did and everything, but I don't know, like it seemed like she was really hard on herself for like what's kind of an accident. Like I can kind of like, you know what I mean? Like
I think that was the whole point, though, too. I think that's how they both were.
too hard on themselves.
Yeah.
For I guess so. Yeah, it's like stupid decisions.
I see what you're
I
saying, though.
don't
It could have been like more focus and emphasis on it a little bit.
Yeah,
Because
I
we
thought
don't learn that until the very end, what she did.
I get yeah, I guess I thought her thing was gonna be worse too. Like it
Yeah, me
was so
too.
built up. I thought it was gonna be worse. Like
That's
it was like
true,
a
yeah.
on purpose thing. So when it yeah, I guess it didn't hit as hard as I thought it could have. But I'm
I
really
will say
interested
that.
in oh, go
Oh,
ahead,
yeah,
go ahead.
sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, I will. the drug stuff, like the whole I think that's the first time I've seen something like that. So that was super cool to
Yeah.
me. In the beginning, I was hooked with like these
The
feeling
concept, yeah.
drugs. Yeah, the concept of it really good, like you said. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was, that could tie into what I was gonna say. It was like it was based on a short story, and I feel like it kind of like just going off of a short story, like what they did for a movie, felt pretty like they did a lot. They still could have done more, but I feel like there were a lot of experiments that they did where I was like, yeah, this is like they did a good job of making a short story into a movie.
Yeah, I agree. So, what would you give it out of five?
I mean, if I did it half season, it'd be a two and a half, but I don't do half season.
Dude, you might as well just do halvesies. You're like talking about it as if you did
It's a
halvesies.
three. It's a three.
It's a three. Oh, rounding up today.
Rounding up, yeah, I usually don't do that.
I'll go 3-2. It didn't blow me away. Yeah, pretty okay watches from Netflix right now. I heard they're gonna add ads. Is that true? Do you know? I saw that on Twitter though, so I don't know how reliable my source is. If anyone knows
I don't
if Netflix is gonna add ads, let me know. That would infuriate me. Anyway, in the meantime, moving on. To our first series, Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney
know that.
Plus. Basically, going back to the
Prequels.
prequels, yes, thank you. Or I guess, yeah, prequels to a short 5-6 episode series about Obi-Wan and his struggles. Well, what did you think about it?
It was just okay for me. So I thought was crazy awesome, dude. Like, holy shit. That was like, if anything like triggered my nostalgia, it would probably be Tobey Maguire, No Way Home, and this. Seeing Anakin Skywalker again is freaking nuts, bro. Holy shit. Spoilers, man. It was gonna happen.
Yeah, I too am an Anakin Skywalker enjoyer.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And yeah, oh man, the scene that we always go back to the younglings. So it's
Oh
like,
yeah, Master Skywalker. There's too many
that's
of them.
what are we going to do? So it's cool that they brought them back.
Yeah.
It's such a dark like scene.
Yeah.
I did have like a couple of annoyances, I guess you could call them. Princess
A
Leia.
misogynist.
Yeah. Oh, you had that one ready, huh?
Yeah, I like Leia. She's cool.
No, the thing is, okay, so they make her they just I wanted them to make up their minds, right? So like some points she's like, "Oh, she's really smart." And then like other times she's like a dumb, she's like too dumb. Like I couldn't decide if she was smart or dumb 'cause she would like do dumb things but then like say some smart things that like that's the same person doing both. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Inconsistent.
Did you feel that way, or is that just me?
I feel like she was smart all the way through. The thing for me, though, with Leia was that she didn't... I know it's so easy to say because it's like she didn't feel like a kid, but that was the whole point. It's like she's not really a kid. Like, she's really smart.
Right.
But I feel like there's still some things about a kid where it's like they're still a kid, though. Like, even if you're 10 years old and you're really smart, you're still a kid. Like, does that make sense? Like, I feel like there's some things where it's like they still should have, like... Like, her worldview is, like, still, like, is, like, so, like... She's
right.
just 10 years old.
Yeah.
I feel like as smart as you can be, that'd be the way she was in that show.
So you think she was too smart?
No, I feel like she was... I bought, like, most of those things. It's, like... I don't know how to explain it. It's, like...
I think her words were, like, largely okay, but it was just, like, she would do some things, like... When they were trying to go through that first planet after, right after he grabbed her, and she would like do all this dumb shit in a row, and I'm like, bro, like, don't you realize? Wouldn't she realize the situation that they were in?
Yeah,
like, you know what I
like
mean.
Like that first part where she was like, she didn't believe that he was a Jedi and all that.
Yeah,
and
like
she was like running away. Yeah,
like, what are we doing here?
I think I figured it out. I think it's the emotional stuff. Like, she always like. Tells Obi-Wan like, oh, this is how you should feel, or like something like that. That's like, I don't know if a 10-year-old would like get that.
Yeah, I thought she should have either been like a little stupider or full-on genius. Like, pick a lane. That was my issue with her. Oh, she had Jackson Jr. How about him, huh?
Yeah,
didn't expect him. Great, he was good though.
Seems like they're gonna bring him back.
Yeah,
how they ended it. Yeah.
They're kind of like filling all the little holes through the movies that were left in the movies. So there's a lot they could do there.
I will say that though, like by the end, I will say it's like it didn't do too much for like the for. What am I trying to say? It didn't add much to the overall story. I feel like.
Yeah, it felt like filler.
If you watch Revenge of the Sith. And then you watch New Hope, and you don't watch this, it'll still feel like you didn't need to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. It's kind of filler, in a way.
But with that said, those people that showed up, there are like two cameos in there. Oh my goodness, that was crazy. I didn't expect to see one. Like, I gave up. I was like, if they were going to show him, they would have showed him by now.
Wait, and spoiler, who? The very end?
He was in the very last scene. He was in the very last scene.
Yeah, I was like, did they just recycle that, or is he actually there? Like, why would he do this? But yeah,
he did cool. Say the actor Liam Neeson himself said he called himself a snob, saying that TV isn't on the same level as I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, he said that.
Oh shit,
he wouldn't really go on TV because film is where his heart's at. So that's one reason why I like, gave up. I was like, they would have showed him by now, and also he said that.
Yeah, I guess for a little cameo, yeah. Probably took him like 10
seconds though.
To film.
I did not expect that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But also, that last fight was really good too.
Oh, that's the other... Okay.
All right, I'm a bullman.
Maybe
you
I'm... Okay, maybe I'm nitpicking. But I didn't understand why Obi-Wan was all of a sudden so strong again. Like, they established throughout all the early episodes that he was weak. And then... All of a sudden, he got, like, all his strength back.
He reconnected to the Force, man. He found a new hope.
Oh, I guess that's always been my problem with Star Wars. Like, it's just, I can't... Some of the stuff that happens, I just can't buy.
I guess that's...
So that's partially why I'm not, like, as into it as some people, I guess.
It's a lot of, like, for lack of a better word, it's faith-based, like...
Yeah.
If I believe, then I will be strong.
Yeah, and I usually have trouble buying into that kind of stuff. So, but I have to say, Darth Vader, one of the coolest characters that's existed, I think, ever.
Yeah.
All time, yes. Man, that part, I'm just going to say, spoiler, when he rips down the ship with just the Force... And then rips it open with just the Force.
Yeah, he was pissed.
I was legit like, holy shit, you can do that? Like, That was broken. Like, what do you know
about the Star Wars video games?
Only the one I watched you play. That's it.
There's an old one that I played called The Force Unleashed, where it's not canon now because Disney, it was before Disney bought it. But you played as Darth Vader's apprentice, and his name was Starkiller. And you could do shit like that. Like, you could, like pull TIE fighters out of the sky and shit. And, like, there was a scene in the game where he pulled down a Star Destroyer. It was freaking awesome. So, like, they probably took from that. And, like, that makes sense because Darth Vader is stronger than him.
Yeah. I think that's because I can't remember a moment where Darth Vader ever looks, like, that strong in the movies.
Yeah.
Unless you can. But, like, yeah, it's cool to see him at his, like, peak powers. Like, yeah. I want more of that. You know?
No, yeah, like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to see him pissed. Like, this, he's still, like crazy here.
Yeah. I need peak Darth Vader. And, like, in a show where you can continue it, it's cool if he wins for a season or whatever. Like, I would love that. Such a great character.
I mean, sure, so.
Yeah, that's
I could just do a whole series where he's
that's
like,
what I'm saying. He is so cool. Yeah, and then the whole mask thing, I was like, damn, like it did. I emotionally attached to it a little bit.
I really like that part too.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this show is actually like going there. Like he
Going back and forth with the duel too stuff I really liked too. That whole teacher-student dynamic, I really enjoyed. It did move me a little bit. So, but overall, what would you give it out of 5?
I mean, all that praise, I'm still going to give it a 3. Like I said, until that last episode, it was still just, like, fine.
Yeah.
And then overall, it doesn't do much for the overall Star Wars story.
Yeah. I agree. Episodes 1 through 4 were average at best. So I'm also gonna go 3. Wow, we're just shooting out 3s today.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we do with Marvel, where it's like just like if you're a Star Wars fan, then it's gonna be pretty cool. But if you're not, that's not gonna really win you over.
Yeah, true. But yeah, if you like Star Wars, it's definitely worth watching. So that's that. Moving on to our last show of the day, Barry. On HBO, starring and directed by mostly Bill Hader.
He directed a lot of them.
He is flexing on this show. Very high quality. But what did you think about it?
I thought it was just fine. Everybody's praising it, but I think it's just okay. It didn't really amaze me. I thought season 1 was, like, really, really good. And then season 2, I was like, it's still pretty good, but it's not anything crazy. And this season, I mean, I will say it is very well made. So the things that happened, it was like the character development of Barry. I don't know if it's not even development. He doesn't really change as a person. It's just the shit he goes through.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting, but I don't know. It just doesn't affect me. I don't know why. I also just don't like that, like, all the characters are just going to shitty places, like, mentally and mentally and, like, psychologically. Except for Kusino, I guess, but, like, Sally, like, I don't think she deserved anything that happened during the season. Like, it just did. It just happened to her. Like, why? I felt bad.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even Barry's fault until the end. Like, she lost, well, spoilers, but she lost her show. And then, like, all this stuff was happening to her. It wasn't really Barry's fault.
Yeah.
Until
things
until that very last episode where something happened, like, directly involving Barry.
Yeah. I guess that's, like, why I like the show, too, though, is, like,
because that's
they're digging to these, funny. Like,
Yeah,
they're digging to these deep, fucked up psychological places. And they're doing it well, too, like, I believe all of them. And I think season 2 for sure. It's the best season since
like
season
more
1.
Season, I liked it more than season 2.
Yeah. I like that the characters that need to be here are still here. Like, they didn't get rid of anybody that I needed to stay alive to be still invested. So
I liked Fuke's story actually too. Like the fact that they keep giving him chances to get out of the game.
And he doesn't.
But that's like a character flaw where he's like, no, like fuck that. Like I want Barry, like fuck me. Like that I like that's it, what I think I like about the most actually is this like rivalry between Fuchs and Barry. Like he just wants to just be appreciated by Barry, but he's never gonna give it to him. I think that's just so interesting. Like that's like one of the most interesting dynamics I've seen.
Yeah. And it was kinda like the same thing with Barry and Cousineau. Like he just wants him to like, you know, like him and acknowledge him, and he just won't. Like he like almost did or did for a bit or it was like fake. But I mean obviously.
And by the end of the season, we know how he feels.
Yeah. What'd you think of I forgot her name. The dad though. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Janice, I think was her name.
Yes, Janice's dad.
I thought that was awesome. He was scary.
He was scary. I was like, oh shit. But then honestly, I thought it was gonna end differently. Cause like up to this point,
Barry always gets away. Oh shit, was that a spoiler?
You can count it, spoiler. Spoiler. But yeah, up to that point, Barry always got away with it somehow. So and he's like so trained and like he just seems untouchable, so I thought he was just going to handle it and, like, get away in some fucked up way, but he didn't. And that caught me by surprise when the police came out. I was like, oh shit. And then I thought it was the end of the show. I had to, like, look it up because I feel like, do you think if the show ended there, it would have been, like, good or what? Because I kind of, like, thought it might be over.
For Barry's story, probably would have been good, but there are so many other loose ends that it probably would have. Like Noho, Hank, and Sally's, and
but like
Hank, there's still so much story for them.
Hank though, I thought he got
like what is he gonna do now? Like I'm interested in to see what he's gonna do now. That was that shit was dark. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And the last episode, I was like,
what the fuck is happening with that? Well,
I never would have expected that from a comedy show. Like, or it's not even it's dark comedy.
Yeah, is it a comedy? I don't even.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some funny parts. I'm trying to think of the. Yeah, it's a dark comedy. It's like.
It's always been like that, yeah.
Yeah. The if we're talking about funny parts, you. The part where the guy's recording his comedy album and the other guy's doing the sound effects. It was like a little scene, but it was so funny to me. But
there's something I was gonna say, but I forget. He does like doing a lot of one takes, which are really cool. And the camera moves.
The camera movements are so good. Yeah. It just looks so crisp. What did you think of his friend? The detective guy.
Oh, like, he was cool. Dad. I actually liked him.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna...
I liked how that ended, actually. Like, with their ultimate, like, meetup, I guess, is the way you could call it. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked, like, all the emotion in it. I was just... I don't know. I guess I expected Barry to, like, explain it. Or say something.
You know, explain himself. Or say, I see what you're saying. That's the thing, too. Like what he's saying, he is a good guy. I can also see it. But it's also, like, I don't know if they ever really explained it. Or I guess it's Fuchs. It all comes back to Fuchs. Like, why is he like this? You know? Like, why is he this fucking... Why does he do these fucking shit? I guess it could come back to Fuchs. Or maybe they're saving to explain it. Or maybe they already did. And I just don't remember. But...
Yeah, I mean, I guess this season, most of the times I remember him, like, doing bad shit, it was, like, trying to help somebody else.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I can take it, so I'll take the blame kind of thing. Most of the time, not all of them, but, like, I guess Sally is an example. Like,
You just reminded me, it all came full circle, where Fuchs told Gene Cousineau, well, Barry did this in that last episode. Where he was telling Sally, like, "Say it, yeah." That's
cool.
I didn't realize that until
I didn't either. I just, oh yeah, dude. Oh, man, this is such a good show. I can't wait for season four. I can't wait for how it's gonna end. It's such a
Yeah,
clean,
I'm,
well-shot show, and it captures so many emotions, and I'm really into it.
yeah, it makes me excited to see what Bill Hader wants to do after. He probably, because I know he's a horror, so that'll be dope.
Yeah. Has he done like a lot of serious stuff other than this?
It Chapter Two, he was in that.
Oh, that's right. He was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him as like serious now.
Yeah, that's
So he can
cool.
literally do anything.
There's something
That's cool
else I
though.
wanted to bring up, but I forget. Oh, okay, yeah. So this is like kind of like a technicality or whatever. Like Barry's downfall at the end of the season. Like the more I thought about it, like how did that happen? And I guess it came back to Fuchs telling Gene that he killed Janice. And I thought about it. I don't really like that Fuchs technically won. But we could go even before that. Like he didn't have to, but I don't know. Like I wanted it to be more clear cut that Barry got caught because of something that Barry did. Like I didn't want anybody to have the one up over him because, like we said, like he always gets away with it. So the for me personally, it's like the most fitting way for him to like or like to get to not get away with it is something that he did himself. Like he brought his own downfall on him, so he brought it on himself.
Like a mistake kind of thing? Okay. Yeah, I could see that. But
I guess
I don't
actually,
know.
or
Yeah.
I guess actually, what would he have done to like mess
That's what I was
if he
trying to
hasn't,
think
if
of.
he has, yeah, if he has gotten away with it? That's a good point, actually. It had to be something else, because what would he be doing differently to? Sorry,
Yeah,
mom.
the only way would be like if Janice's dad like found out a different way on his own without Gene and like somehow caught him himself. I don't know how that would play out, but yeah, I see what you're saying though. But what would you give it out of 5?
Overall, like the season or like, yeah, the overall show.
This season.
This season, I'll say a 3. It just didn't like connect
Wow.
with me. Yeah, it's on the level of Spider-Head. I'm sorry.
Woo. All
But
right,
overall, the show, like season 1 through 3, it is a 4. Cause that first season is just the first season is awesome too.
yeah, the
It's
fourth
a perfect mix
season
of
or
like
first season,
things
yeah.
going wrong and like he always have what he wants, but somehow he always, yeah. The first season did like the perfect balance for it.
Yeah. This season I'm gonna go 4.5.
Sheesh.
I really liked
Okay.
the emotions that it took me through for each of the characters
No, yeah,
and
people
like the
love this show.
different
Yeah.
yeah, the different like it touches on a lot of different I guess topics. Like I don't know how else to like put you know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
either in
See?
like Hollywood or yeah, themes and all these relationships and Barry himself, like there's just so much going on. And I really enjoyed it a lot. So I'll go 4.5 on this.
Nice.
I can't wait for the fourth season. But if you haven't watched any Barry yet, I highly recommend it. It's on HBO Max, and then let us know what you think. But yeah, that's pretty much all we had for today. It was a good episode though. Like,
Yeah, that was a
whew.
lot. We talked a lot
Hope we
for
have I hope we have all the
movies.
audio. Anyways, so to wrap it up, oh, I got one more note actually before we wrap up. So apparently Netflix is flirting with introducing a lower priced version of the service that has ads.
All
I
right.
guess,
Like Hulu does that, I think.
yeah. Oh man, Hulu ads are the worst. I cannot stand Hulu ads because they're so frequent and they're so long. Like I could like go get food and come back
I
and
mean,
it's
that's.
still
Is
ads.
it because of anime? Are you watching anime?
No, it's like any
Oh,
show I'm
okay.
watching.
Because I feel like animes just always have commercials for no reason. Because they're short, actually. They're pretty short. They're like 20-minute episodes, and there's like ads like four.
What was I watching on? I can't remember what I was watching on Hulu, but I was watching something and I was getting so mad. Anyway, but yeah, we're not here to talk about Hulu. Anyway, so after that note, follow us on social media at Mixed Podcasting. We mostly use Instagram for, you know, clips, announcements of when we're going live, things like that. Highly recommend you follow us on there. We also have a Twitter. We don't really use it that much anymore, but
yeah, fuck, you know, Twitter. If we ever...
All right, yeah, fuck Twitter. But yeah, if you like the live show, be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night. I think we're pushing a week next episode, though, correct?
Yeah.
So we're going to go live 3 weeks from now to talk so that a couple more things we want to talk about come out. So 3 weeks from now, we'll be talking about Lightyear, Thor, Love and Thunder, RRR. That's the actual movie title, right?
Yeah. I was okay. Like fucking
RRR and The Boys. What season of The Boys is this?
Three.
Trace. Season three.
Yeah.
Season three of The Boys. So we've got another good episode coming up. But yeah. Shout out to Michael as well for producing for us. He also has a podcast, the Iris Podcast. I forgot to get his at, but next time I will have it. But yeah. The Iris Podcast, spelled like EYE. Definitely check it out if you are enjoying this podcast. He's very educational. But yeah. You have any closing thoughts, Alardo?
Nope.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll see you next time on The Mixed.